Hi, and welcome to the Creekwood Christian Church Sermon Podcast. For the week of May 20th, our sermon scripture comes from Acts 2, and the sermon is entitled Birthday Cake, Champagne, and Other Holy-ish Things, a reflection on what it means to celebrate Pentecost and the birth of the church.
Continue to worship together. We turn to that scripture that Rebecca began to read for us, a story that comes from the book of Acts that tells us of the birth of the church. We left our scripture in a moment of folks wondering if perhaps those gathered had been sampling the champagne, and we hear these words from Peter. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy." Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the other apostles, "Brothers, what should we do?" Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for those who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him." Then awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we encounter you this day in scripture and in spirit, and we pray that you may be revealed more fully to us, that your Holy Spirit might fill this place and work within and through us. Amen. As I come to this scripture this week, a scripture about celebrating, about the birth of the church and new life that stirs in places that sometimes feel ancient and old, I find that whirlwind apt and fitting. There is much swirling and going on in the world around us, much chaos to look out onto, much mystery and mess, and places that we can find ourselves drawn to in both heart and mind. And while surveying the ways in which that whirlwind seems to blow us as a church, as a culture, as individuals, the place that I found myself coming back to time and time again, initially, as we think about what it means to celebrate the birth of the church this day, is the greeting card aisle at my local grocery store. Perhaps you too have frequented the greeting card aisle at your local grocery store. I dare even say that you have had the privilege, honor, anxiety-producing moment of trying to pick out the exact perfect greeting card for that loved one for whom you are looking. I find that I often have that moment of great anxiety most when I am picking out birthday cards, and that is because birthdays can be tricky. Birthdays can be tricky. There are those that are fairly straightforward and simple. Let's say the birthday of anyone 5 and below. All you really do is pick out a card that has Spider-Man on it, and you know it's going to be a hit. There's an encouraging message inside because the world is their oyster and there is so much to look forward to. Because as this card says, you don't need Spidey sense to see. 5 is a great age to be. It even rhymes. Like, that's beautiful, right? It's amazing. Have a fun slinging, web slinging birthday. I want that birthday card for everyone. That would be perfect. But beyond 5, birthdays start to get a little complicated. You know, we have those ones that we continue to look forward to. Maybe you find yourself in that 11 to 12 age bracket and you're just longing for 13, for teenagedom, because it sounds so good. Or maybe you're there and 16, that sweet 16, that chance for freedom. Maybe you're looking forward to 21 when you get to have your first drink. And then there's this place beyond 21 where you start to think about what it really means to be an adult. This is the birthday that signifies it. In case you're wondering, it's 26 when you can't be on your parents' insurance anymore. It's real talk. Look forward to that. Mark it on your calendars. But somewhere along the way, the excitements and the milestones start to take on this other edge to them. You could call it cynicism or maybe apathy, just a lack of excitement, a bittersweetness that starts to come when suddenly it's really hard to pick out birthday cards because they all say things like, you're not old unless you've ever turned an album over to hear the other side. Oh, wait, happy birthday. That's awful. Right? There starts to come this other edge to those birthdays that we celebrate. A tiredness, maybe, that comes with having lived life. A sense that we've seen it all and done it all. There's nothing new under the sun. What could possibly be different? Why bother celebrating this one? And that happens for a while until maybe you start to reach those really big milestones. The ones that when you tell people how old you are, they go, oh my gosh, you look amazing for 90. Here's to 100 years. This was a card at the grocery store. How cool is that? In what generation before would there have been the need to mass produce this? Longevity is a thing that we experience, and there is no bitterness in this card. It's celebration and memory and legacy and hope for the lessons that you've learned. And so as I browsed that birthday card section, I wondered how many of these cards I would need to buy to add up to about 2,000 years, give or take a generation or two, because that is how old the church is. How many of these different cards in those ages and moments, those years of excitement and joy, or those years of apathy and concern and cynicism, or those years of just pure gratitude, because at this point it all just feels like a gift, has the church experienced? The way that we celebrate is not always the same. Sometimes it's birthday cake and champagne. Sometimes it's balloons and games and good news. But sometimes that celebrating is hard. And in the life of the church, there is much to celebrate, but it doesn't always look the same. Within the life of the church, for almost 2,000 years, we've had opportunity to celebrate the ways in which the Holy Spirit enters our lives like a whirlwind. We've had chances to celebrate the visions that have come to fruition, the dreams that we have helped create into reality by the grace of God. We've celebrated the presence of God, who fills us with such enthusiasm and energy that people think we've been sampling that champagne. every step of the way in this journey as church, there has been a celebration of the ways that church is a living, breathing thing. A living, breathing thing that is called into the work of living and breathing as if we do so with the very heart and lungs of God. When we celebrate as church, so easily we fall into that rhetoric of celebration just as expressions of joy, of laud and exaltation. And we should, for there is much for us to rejoice. But there is a second meaning to that word celebrate as it comes to us in the tradition of the church. A second meaning that arrives to us and is derived from the Latin for celebrate, meaning to frequent or practice often. When we gather together as church, not only do we rejoice, but we also practice often what it means to be beloved community together. We practice often what it means to come together with those who we wish to go to a greeting card aisle for. Those whom we long to gather around table with, to praise our God with, to celebrate the triumphs of joy with. But we also often practice what it means to celebrate with one another in the depths of despair and sorrow. Because we have come together around joy and celebration, so too we are able, in those days and weeks, months, and sometimes what feels like years of difficulty and hard things in life, to come together and celebrate that there is a community where we can create space for hard conversations. There is a community where we are able to speak to one another with authenticity and vulnerability. There is a community where we can find shelter and sanctuary, space where we can't guarantee safety, but we can promise bravery. Bravery in the ways that we arrive at a grappling, a wrestling, a professing, and a telling of all that we experience in the days and weeks, months and years that mark a lifetime as a family of faith, that mark a lifetime of living into this messy and mysterious world that God's created. So that on those days and weeks and months and years when life might feel hard to endure, we know we do not endure it alone. Days like Monday, when news of a new embassy opening in Jerusalem brought with it painful, deadly reminders of how difficult and messy and tragic the relationship between Palestinian and Israeli brothers and sisters continues to be. Weeks when we turn on the news to hear another school shooting, this time in Santa Fe, Texas, this one the 22nd of a year. Months like this, where we seem to feel pressed in on both sides by longing and loss, the weight that comes with diagnoses and difficulties within our own lives as we try to juggle it all. Years like this, when our days could easily be charted by the joy and celebration, but oh, so many too feel dotted with mourning and grief. It's true, not every day in the life of church is birthday cake and champagne, but every day in the life of church is holy. Every day in the life of church is a cause for celebration. a cause for practicing frequently what it means to be beloved community. Community where we risk with one another, where we cry with one another, where we rejoice with one another, where we are honest with one another, because we find ourselves emboldened by the fire of that Pentecost flame. A flame that flickers bright with God's promise to endure and be present. That day by day we feel our strength renewed. That day by day we find ourselves building into reminders of what it means to find joy again. Not in place of that sorrow we know, but in juxtaposition to. Day by day, we grow in reassurance that God calls us to celebrate. God calls us to celebrate what it means to endure and survive. God calls us to celebrate what it means to look out and call out those things in this world that are not of God. Not because judgment is God's way, but because love and hope and perseverance is. And so this day, on a birthday that we're not really sure which one it is, because a lady never tells, we celebrate. We celebrate coming together as the bride of Christ. We celebrate coming together as a church that has been built not so that we might have walls to keep us in, but that we might have doors for God to send us out. May that flame that flickers with profound persistence be the heartbeat of God and us. Would you pray with me?